Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Robert J. over here in Detroit Metro. Wanted to touch base with you today. It's a wonderful day. Got a lot of rain going on, of course, but that's watching all that snow. Hopefully it stays away. That will be really, really nice and powerful. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's winter, and we'll get through that, of course. Now we've got a lot of flooding going on, unfortunately, for some folks. So it's not a good thing. Hopefully we'll get through this, and spring is definitely right around the corner, that's for sure. Just visited a place. I just happened to park my car, and I got to do my broadcast, so I'm actually mobile today. I'm not driving. I actually pulled over, but I'm looking at a place called Jumbo Shrimp or whatever on 15 Mile in Troy near Stevenson. If you guys don't know the area, of course, if you're worldwide, it's not too hard to, well, whatever. It's right at the expressway, I-75 and stuff. But I ate here years ago, and it's funny because I think this place has been gone for eons. And I'll take a picture of it maybe later. I'll share it on the Blog Talk Radio on my homepage later on. But there's nothing here. The sign's still up there. I don't think they have the special up there or not still. They're trying to sell the property, the land, whatever. But there's no building. The building's all gone. And there's nothing here except weeds and dirt and mud and flooding and water and you name it. So I thought it was kind of funny that, not funny, I mean, it's sad it went down. It was actually a pretty good place, but yeah, it's been gone for years and the sign has just always been up there. Jumbo Shrimp. It's actually, well, that's not Jumbo Shrimp. That's just, I guess they are promoting one of the products, but the actual place is called Jumbo Buffet. There you go. Jumbo Buffet, Chinese and international cuisine. And they also have the Rendezvous Lounge. I don't know, the Rendezvous Lounge might still be back there in the, amongst the weeds near I-75 underneath the underpass, but I don't know. It's kind of wild. All right, well, anyway, I didn't arrange this call to talk about the Jumbo Buffet, but, you know, as I was taking pictures of it, I was like, you know, it's talking about business, you know. What do you do when with your business, with your life, you know, and how can you create excitement? You know, like they say, the old cliche is go big or go home, right? And that would be a very important thing to think about, because if you're building a business, it's very important to have goals, set your goals, and to be excited about what you're doing and have something in front of your eyes, have a prize in front of your eyes. If you have a prize in front of your eyes and you know what kind of rewards you're going to receive once you get there and once you're handed, if you will, the key to the city, the key to your city, and able to provide for your loved ones, you're able to take that trip, go to Disney World, buy something. Maybe you want to buy tools for your business. Maybe you want to relocate. Whatever it is, and you have that opportunity to do so by succeeding in your own business. And the Jumbo Buffet reminded me of the fact that, you know, sure, you know, if you don't keep it going, obviously, you know, you could go out of business, of course. But you know what? So much potential nowadays compared to what it was years ago, that there's so much opportunity out there to, if you have to change lanes, you have to readjust, change gears, you know, slow down a little bit and pick back up, you know, like they say, when you're down, you know, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. I kind of like reword a little bit, and I like to say, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and pick up where you left off. But with that Jumbo Shrimp, you know, go big, go home scenario comes into play, you know? And if you can set your goals and put something in front of you of, like, what you want. Like, in my case, what do I want? I've written lots of goals. I think a lot of us in the beginning of the year, we've written set different precedents as far as what we want, how we want to better our lives, how we want to eat healthy and work on getting wealthy, whether it be with health or with your finances. You know, a lot of that, of course, goes away because life happens. Maybe you have a couple of letdowns. Like in Michigan right now, we got a lot of potholes all over the place. So, you know, one major pothole can pretty much ruin your day. But that's only temporary, you know. You still get past that. It's all an experience. You just got to go a little slower and watch what you're doing when you're driving, I guess. But as far as in my case, may I share with you today what I want, what I would like to have. I would definitely like to have my next bonus check that I receive from the company that I'm working with, I would like to take that check and just fail me out to dinner. Honestly, my car needs a little work, okay? But, I mean, that's not that's not so motivating, but it's still, hey, if you don't have a car, you can't go anywhere, right? So I really literally like to take my family out to a nice dinner, take them out to a nice movie or something, buy them each a nice treat, take our kids to a game place, just something, Dave and Buster's is an example, take them there to have fun and eat, like to our heart's content, have a good time. Take some of that money, of course, and reinvest it back in my business because, obviously, I want to grow. If I make an X number of dollars this particular paycheck, or I should say bonus check, same difference, I guess, check, money, direct deposit. Once I receive that, I want to be able to, sure, go have fun, but also want to also keep business in mind. Come back to the jumbo buffet, which is no longer there, right? The sign's there. The sign's even lit, man. And I'm looking at it right now, the sign's lit. Maybe not, but it sure looks like it's lit. It's in good shape. It's not broken or nothing. Doesn't look decrepit. It looks like the place just opened up last week, but there's nothing there. Empty field. But you can actually have your sign. You can have your logo, your brand that you're promoting, right, for yourself. Have that sign out there and continue. And you don't have to have a building. You don't have to have a brick and mortar business, if you will. Everything can be done strictly from the comfort of your own home, right? So I guess the Jumbo Buffet place brings it back full circle as far as how things have changed so much, right? Nowadays, you can literally pick up your phone and dial, and food could be brought right to your door without you don't really ever have to leave your home. All those different services that are providing. And it's amazing. Like Amazon, look what Amazon's done. You didn't hear about Amazon 10, 15 years ago. Most of these social media companies you didn't hear about 10, 15 years ago. Look what's happened. But I guarantee you, though, all those companies and all those folks who are succeeding right now, they all had one thing in common. They put the prize in front of their eyes. They had something they were focused on and totally laser focus, I should say, the blinders on, and they just kept going forward towards the mark, towards their mark. What is your mark? I know what my mark is. My mark is to help out my family to succeed, but also to help others become successful. That's my goal. That's what I want. That's what kind of really gets me juiced as far as helping others, you know? If you help enough people get what they want, you'll get, of course, what you want. And that's really the main thing of my broadcast today is to let you know that you're not out there alone. You're here to do something. Obviously, you were born with a gift to do something, right? What is it that you were destined to do? Sure, many people, including myself, have changed their careers multiple times. You almost had to because the job market dried up or whatever, or some things didn't work out. Companies went under. Had a few of those where companies went bankrupt. But the thing is, you just keep pushing on. You know, you just moving on. Got a lot of experience. My goodness, my resume could be really long outside of regular jobs of all the experience I've had. But you know what? Life is an experience, and it's okay to get to accumulate, all the experiences you want. Anyway, this is Robert J. You've tuned into your radio promo. Appreciate you, stopping by today. Feel free to follow me at RJOKWill. It's RJOKWILL. Feel free to follow me there. I'd be glad to get back in touch with me. If you want to share this link, my podcast, and feel free to do that. You know, get back in touch with me. If you're an entrepreneur and you'd like to be highlighted on my future shows, feel free to get back in touch with me on that as well. That's really the main purpose of this channel I established 9 years ago, was to help others get the word out there about their business, and really, more importantly, to share how you've had success as an entrepreneur and as a business owner, so you can help other people to get to the next level in their particular businesses. Of course, I do have multiple websites. My main thing, if you just follow me at RJOKWill, you can catch me on any of my social medias. You can also visit my my one site, which is workwithrobertj.online. That's workwithrobertj.online. I just recently established that. Consumer view I've had for years, since like the early 2000s. We set up an advertising system where people literally can call on a telephone or call on the phone. That's all. Now I gave my age away, didn't I? Old school there. But they can literally call on their phone and let's do an advertising and get paid for it. Gentleman that one of my mentors out there in California came up with that whole idea back in the early 2000s, and it was a great idea. And of course, technology, as it would have it, technology has advanced, and then, you know, of course, now it's become so much easier. And it's funny because a lot of stuff has actually come to pass, and major companies, billionaires, or whatever you want to call it, have taken over and made things even better, which is fine. You know, technology has always been made to improve, right? It's always there to be improved upon. So, but I'm attempting to do a show pretty much every single day. We'll see how it goes. Right now, we're going for almost a week now. We started back up last week. I'm interested, of course, in promoting and supporting my group, and also anybody out there who actually needs help with building their online business. If I could be of any assistance or guide you in the right direction towards helping others, you know, helping you, but then, you know, where you can help others to succeed, because obviously, like I said, once again, if you help enough get what they want, you'll definitely get what you want. So the most important thing is be a servant in this particular business, as an online marketer, a home-based business owner, even a brick-and-mortar business owner. You know, just be a servant first, and, you know, the rewards will be remarkable. But once again, keep your eye on the prize, all right? Anyway, I wanted to thank you very much for tuning in today and spending a few minutes with me. Feel free to follow me at RJOKWill. It's not like an infomercial line. And I just wanted to say, thank you, and I wish you the very best of everything that life has to offer. And, you know, just keep your vision clear. Make sure that whatever you do each day, that you're moving forward towards something that's making a better world for yourself and those around you. Have a great day, everybody. This is Robert J., and we'll see you again.